Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Now, this is a story that I love. If you love chocolate like I do, this has got some really cool health benefits, keeping you looking good, fit, fabulous and terrific. Well, Abigail O'Neill is the author of Model Chocolate. And I tell you what, this is a recipe book featuring 70 plus mostly raw, sugar-free, dairy-free and gluten-free chocolate recipes. And in addition, she's also got a working model happening, a contributor to well-known lifestyle blogs and a mother of three teenagers. Children. She's here to talk to us about cacao. How are you going today, Abigail?
Hi, yes, thanks, I'm well.
I tell you what, now I love chocolate. Tell us all about how you got involved in this world and what are the health benefits?
Everyone knows that dark chocolate is healthier now than milk chocolate, like pretty much most people know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the, there's more density in the cocoa and less sugar, less milk, all that. So this is just a step further.
So what's the philosophy behind Model Chocolate?
Well, Model Chocolate, the philosophy behind it is that you can eat all the chocolate you want and stay gorgeous. Because pretty much, when I was writing the book, I was eating massive quantities of it. Like it would have been a massive dinner plate full every day, at least.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, and I didn't get any bad skin or my, body didn't change, so it was just like, wow, all this stuff's good. So I can still keep modelling and eat all this chocolate.
So is that what you do? You do modelling on the side?
I do a bit. I was in Sydney for the year of 2008, where I worked full-time pretty much as a model with Chic Management, and now I'm just back near Byron Bay with my kids and family, and I go up to Brisbane.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what motivates you to write, share sugar-free, dairy-free, gluten-free recipes?
Yeah, well, I really want people to have this knowledge. It's just like, it's so, people in health circles, they're into it, but there's a whole heap of people that still don't know about how easy it is to make this kind of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just life-changing. Like, when you learn how simple it is, it's just awesome.
You've got me excited. So what are some of the raw food ingredients we should keep in the cupboard?
For chocolate making.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for chocolate making you want to have cacao butter on hand. You want to have some kind of sweetener. I have raw local jelly bush honey, which I love in my chocolate. I've varied the sweeteners a lot throughout the book so that people can pick and choose as they feel, and if they want to substitute for rice malt or whatever, they can as well. But there's a range of sweeteners, so coconut sugar, maple syrup, pure organic maple syrup, just raw honey if you can't afford the fancier sweeteners. The cacao powder is raw and it's the most high in antioxidants and magnesium, sulfur, all that awesome stuff for your skin. So you want to have those on hand. You probably want to have like dried fruits and nuts if you like fruit and nut chocolate. If you like the flavour of, say, mint chocolate, I use essential oils in my chocolate.
Yum.
So, yeah, you can use just really small amounts of essential oils with health benefits.
So what made you get into all this?
Well, I've been doing this for a very long time. Since I was 12.
Oh, okay.
So I've been doing this for a long time, like living really health consciously. And the last 10 years, I've been more into raw food and raw vegan food. I used to grow wheatgrass and sunflower sprouts. I still do bake sourdough bread for my family, and I have a whole heap of other cooking that I'd love to share.
I bet you do, yeah. Look, Abigail O'Neill, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah.
Very interesting topic there. And, of course, the brand new book. What's the book called?
The book is Model Chocolate.
Fantastic. Go out and buy yourself a copy. And for more details, jump onto mindfood.com as well.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.